Tesla Motors says it's already received more than 180,000 orders for its brand spanking new Model 3. That's even though the car is not going to hit the market for at least another year. The Model 3 is Tesla's first mass market car. It'll cost $35,000. That's far less than its other models. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says it'll be speedy.
And even the base Model 3 will do 0 to 60 miles an hour or 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in less than 6 seconds. At Tesla, we don't make slow cars.
That's Elon Musk yesterday at the unveiling of the Model 3 in Hawthorne, California. The company is hoping the car will earn Tesla a profit for the first time. Dana Hall of Bloomberg News was at the debut last night and got to hop in the Model 3. Dana, how was the ride?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, to be clear, I was riding in the car. I was not driving it, and I was sitting in the back seat. But, the back seat has this incredible piece of singular glass, so it feels very roomy. The interior volume is high. And, if you've been in a Model S or a Model X, you kind of know the Tesla DNA at this point in terms of what a stylish car feels like. I think the question for a lot of analysts was, can they make a car that is still that stylish and that fast at this price point? And it looks like they have.
Looks like they have, and a lot of people are buying into it. Where does that draw come from? Is it from people who kind of like the latest really huge gadget, or people who have an eye out for eco-friendly vehicles or something else?
I think it's both. What was extraordinary about Thursday was that even before the car had been seen by anyone, you had lines of people, standing in line at Tesla stores around the world to place down these reservations. And so I think there are a lot of people who really feel an emotional connection to the Tesla brand. I think that customers also understand that Tesla as a company needs money, and by putting down a deposit early, they are helping the company with their research and development costs.
If Tesla, though, needs help in terms of finances, how can it afford to sell this new Model 3 for like $70,000 under the price of what the previous Teslas have gone for?
Sure. Tesla has a sort of master plan that was first unveiled in August of 2006, and it has always been to drive down the cost of electric drivetrain as they manufacture in higher and higher volumes. And they are making a big bet that the cost of batteries, which is the biggest chunk of the cost in any electric vehicle, is going to continue to drop down. And that's why they've invested so heavily in this massive battery plant called the Gigafactory outside of Reno, Nevada. I think the other thing to keep in mind is that, right now there are federal and state tax incentives for electric vehicles that, may get renewed, may sunset. And so a lot of people that are ordering the Model 3 want to be able to take advantage of that tax credit, which is currently $7,500.
And what about the disincentive, though, for electric vehicles? Because we know that with the price of oil now under $40 a barrel, cost of a gallon of gas somewhere around $2, the fact is that a lot more people are buying SUVs and pickup trucks, some of which inhale gas. So by that logic, you would think it would be less likely for an electric car to be a hot seller.
Tesla plays in this really interesting market where it has, customers who are very environmentally conscious, very worried about climate change. It also has, sports race drivers who love fast acceleration. It has people who want an eco-friendly car for their kids. And then the sort of focus that Tesla has placed on safety has really made it more of a family vehicle than a lot of people first realized.
And what about General Motors presenting a challenge to Tesla? It's going to be launching an electric car later this year that can go 200 miles in a charge. Volkswagen is planning an electric SUV, so they're breathing down the necks of Tesla. Is that going to make a difference?
What's really interesting is that you have the world's major automakers now coming out with electric vehicles in response to what Tesla has done. And I think it will be interesting to see how competitive the landscape becomes when you have all of these models at lower price points on the market. Clearly, the Bolt is likely going to be at market first, but I haven't heard of people standing in line to get a Chevy Bolt.
That's Dana Hall talking about Tesla's new Model 3 electric car should hit the market later on next year.